Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So Mike, are you good at art particularly? Much of an artist?
Art meaning music, dance, acting.
I know you can do all those things.
That could be art, but you're talking about visual art, painting,
drawing. All those things.
No, I can do really good stick figures.
Oh,
head, body, arms, legs. Really good.
Nice.
But everything else, no. How about you?
No, I was never particularly good at it at school. I just kind of skipped it. And even when I go to sort of art museums, like, I kind of only like looking at the landscapes.
Okay, those are nice. Pictures of beautiful seas or mountains, forests, lakes.
Something like that. I'm not too bothered about portraits and
people,
modern art. Just
Picasso, don't really like too much.
Not really. Give me a nice Turner or something.
Oh, Turner's
like that.
Good. Yeah, I like some Turner, for sure. Constable.
Yeah, exactly. Pictures of ships on a sea, something like
lovely,
that.
Lovely, lovely.
Okay, well, that is some of the art we appreciate, even if we can't actually make it ourselves. But today's article is about people who draw for a living. These aren't the kind of artists we might normally think of. They have a very specific job. Let's find out what it is by reading through day one of our article.
Reading. Becoming a courtroom sketch artist. Courtroom sketch artists do the important job of drawing sketches during a trial. In some countries, local laws do not allow cameras in courts because they may influence the trial. In these cases, drawings are the only legal way to provide a picture of the events of the trial. These sketches are printed in newspapers or shown on television. Artists use papers, pencils, and other traditional materials, or sometimes create sketches on an iPad. Sketch artists must act as reporters to capture important moments of the trial while still staying objective. Artists need to include details to tell the story of the events of the trial. Those who are lucky get a good view, but many artists must sit far away from the action. They also must work very quickly, since news media will want the sketches as soon as possible. Judges may also decide not to allow sketching for some reason. If that happens, sketch artists must take notes and draw the trial from memory later.
So the article begins by talking about who these people are, these artists. They are courtroom sketch artists. And it says, courtroom sketch artists do the important job of drawing sketches during a trial. So a sketch is a very quick drawing. It doesn't need to have lots of detail. No. You just kind of get the general impression of what's going on.
You usually do it with a pen or pencil, not paint and a brush. So
very
quick.
You might make a sketch first and then do a full picture later.
Sure.
And you've kind of like, okay, this is there, this is there, this is there, and I'll go in and fill in all the bits later on. But these sketches are done during a trial. And a trial is a formal examination of evidence by a judge, usually or typically with a jury as well, in order to decide guilt in a case of a criminal kind of case, like did he kill the person, did this person do the bad thing, or a civil case, which is like, did this company steal from something else, or maybe a couple who are separating and they're kind of fighting over who gets what, that kind of case. But it's any kind of court case, basically. Here's an example sentence. During the trial, the lawyer asked his client to try on a glove found at the crime scene.
Yes, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Anyways, back to the article. It says, in some countries, local laws do not allow cameras in courts because they may influence the trial. So yes, you might be wondering, why do people draw things going on in a trial, why not just use a camera? Well, in some parts of the world, you're not allowed to have cameras in the court. It's kind of an old-fashioned law. It's changing in many places. Mm-hmm. As people have more cameras everywhere, they are moving into the courts. But there are some places in America, in
UK, the UK. Yeah, I don't think we have cameras.
Right? In Canada, I think some cases they would. Others, they probably don't. Mm. Generally, they don't. So in these courts, in these trials, you can't have a camera. So having someone who could draw what's happening and the people involved, that's where a courtroom sketch artist will be very useful. What is a court? This word basically just means a place, often a room or even a building, where trials are conducted, where the judges and the lawyers and the criminals and all the other people involved will do their business. Usually it's quite a big room with seats for the lawyers, a high position for the judge, maybe places for an audience or mm-hmm. people to watch if they're interested. But basically, it's that place. We often call it a courtroom. Mm-hmm. And you can also call just the whole building the court. I'm going to court because I'm involved in some kind of court case or trial. For example, when the judge entered the court, everyone stood up, which is traditional.
Yeah, they
polite.
Had to do that. And then he can, like, say, everyone be seated.
Oye, oye, all that stuff.
All right. So, in these cases, so where there's no cameras, drawings are the only legal way to provide a picture of events at the trial. Okay, so, yeah, that's it. You want to kind of see what's going on, and maybe people who are reading the news want to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But there's no camera, so drawing is the only legal way it can be done. So we started that last sentence with the phrase, in these cases. Now here, we could use case to mean situation. Okay, so we're saying in these situations. So in trials with no cameras, artists will be used. If we're talking about just one thing, we would say in this case instead of in these cases. Here's another example. In this case, we need to use the PP form of the verb. Now, case also has another meaning. It could be like a criminal case, a particular investigation of a crime that then goes to a trial of its own. So there's kind of two meanings to the word case there. One as just a situation, and the other as a particular criminal case that's being heard in court.
All right, so what do they do with the sketches? Is it just for the artist? Are people going to buy them? Well, not exactly. It says these sketches are printed in newspapers or shown on television. In the same way that if they had cameras, they would take pictures and put them in a newspaper or put them on the news on TV. Well, since they can't have the pictures, they use the sketch, this picture done by an artist, in the same way, just to show people what happened that day, what people look like, and that kind of thing. And really, it's just a job for people who are very good at drawing, people who are artists, and I guess they probably have to draw quickly, but they use the typical things that artists always use.
Exactly. The article says artists use papers, pencils, and other traditional materials, so maybe a bit of chalk or maybe something else
markers,
like that.
Markers, yeah.
But we also see, or sometimes create sketches on an iPad. Now, using one of, like, those electronic stylus pens and something like that. And that would be, you know, you can kind of erase it more quickly and then send that to someone more quickly than just a regular drawing.
That's right.
So technology is kind of evolving here. Mm. Now, we talked about material there. They use traditional materials. Here, the word material means things needed for a particular activity. Mm-hmm. So art materials, pens, paper, inks, paints, all that sort of stuff. Now, the word material could also mean like fabric that you make stuff out of, here, like our clothes, that's also a material. But this is all about what is needed for an activity or task. Here's another example. We won't be able to complete this task without the right cleaning materials. Mm. So maybe a certain kind of brush, a certain kind of cleaner, a special mop if it's for a floor. Those are all materials for cleaning.
There you go. So it continues by telling us sketch artists must act as reporters to capture important moments of the trial while still staying objective. So yes, they have the skills of an artist, but they have to kind of think like a reporter, like someone who is telling us what happened, someone who is delivering the news. Of course, they have to capture the pictures, the images of what's happening, but they have to be objective about that, as a good reporter should be. We'll come to the word objective, but first we have this verb to capture. Basically, to capture is to get something, to catch something. We might talk about the police trying to capture a bad guy who's run away, or, you know, hunters trying to capture an animal or something like that. But here, we're not talking about putting your hands on and holding someone who's trying to run away. We're talking about catching something that's going by in time. You can use a camera to capture action. If there's a basketball game and a player jumps up to make a shot and you click the camera or you click the shutter right at that moment, you'll freeze that action in time. You'll capture the shot or capture the action. That's what we're talking about here. They have to be very good at seeing what's happening and getting it when it's most exciting or most dramatic. For example, the photographer captured the moment when the dolphin jumped out of the water. Oh, it would have been very impressive, and it's several feet out of the water. Wow, what a good picture that is.
Indeed. So they've got to really get that, okay, this is when people think about the trial, this is what we want them to remember. However, they also need to be objective. Mm. If you are objective, you're not influenced by any personal feelings or opinions when you are considering or representing and sharing facts. You're just saying, these are the facts and that's it. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm not letting my judgments affect what I tell you. I'm just telling you the details, the truth, and that's it. So when we think about news reporters and journalists, sometimes in, an editorial in a magazine, they can put their own opinions in. But if it's just, this is the news, this is what happened, they need to be objective and just tell people what's going on. Here's an example. News reporters should be objective and tell people the facts rather than how the reporters themselves feel about them.
That's right. So tell us what the president did today, but not if you think that was a good or a bad thing to do. That will be for the people reading the news or hearing the news to decide. Reporters should just stick to the facts. Artists, it says, artists need to include details to tell the story of the events of the trial. So they try to capture little things like how the prisoner or the accused might look, what the lawyers are doing, if anything gets very dramatic and emotional and people start pointing fingers,
arguing,
or yelling at people, that kind of thing.
Surprise person comes in.
Exactly. So you have to be an artist with sort of the eye of a photographer to get that action when it happens.
The article says those who are lucky get a good view, but many artists must sit far away from the action. So you can't rely on being right front and center to get it all. Sometimes you'd be looking far away and going, all right, this is what it looks like. I'll have to do my best. So we began that sentence with the words those who, and that just means those artists who. But we can remove the word artists because it's clear who and what we mean from the sentence, and therefore it makes the sentence shorter and simpler. We could also say artists who sit near the front. So there's other ways we can do it instead of having to write those artists who. It's just a way of shortening things when we know the context. Here's another example. Everyone start your tests, said the teacher. Those who finish early should check their answers and then sit quietly until everyone has finished. So the teacher means those students who finish early, but she can just say those who finish early because everyone knows what she means.
Okay, but of course, during the trial in the court, the action will go on. We won't have lawyers or judges sort of stopping and posing for a while. So it says they also, courtroom sketch artists, they also must work very quickly, since news media will want the sketches as soon as possible. They don't have days or weeks to work on a picture as a real artist would. They have to finish it that day, hopefully in a very short time, because these reporters, the newspapers, the TV stations who are reporting on what happened that day, they want the sketches or their pictures as soon as possible. And this phrase is sometimes shortened to ASAP, as soon as possible. You can say ASAP. Some people say ASAP. Basically, it just means as soon as you can. I want to wait as short an amount of time as possible. If you can get it done in 5 seconds, great. If it takes 5 minutes, okay. But if I have to wait an hour, geez, I'm really going to be wasting time. So ASAP, as soon as possible. They got to work quickly.
Yeah. Now, there also may be another complication which doesn't even let them do that. Mm. We see in the article that judges may also decide not to allow sketching for some reason.
Ah.
Maybe some of the details being shown, say, in a murder case mm-hmm. might be shocking.
And they sure. don't,
so they say, okay, we're not going to show, you can't sketch it while you're here.
True.
Who knows? There may be another reason. Maybe they just think it's distracting.
Yeah, if someone involved in the trial is under 18, if they're a child, they might not want their picture out there in
exactly.
public.
Exactly. So the judge can decide, sorry, you can't sketch. You can still be there, but just don't draw. So here, it's a judge making the decision. Mm. A judge is a public officer who's chosen by the local authorities, the local government, to be in charge of a court and to make judgments in trials. Now, in some countries, judges can decide whether someone's guilty or not. In other countries, that decision is left to the jury and the judge only decides the sentence. Although in some places, a judge can advise the jury mm-hmm. and kind of give them a suggestion. And in some places, they can even overrule them and say, I know what the jury has decided, but I don't agree. Mm. And I've got the legal right to change that decision.
Mm.
So here's an example about what a judge might do. After the jury decided that the man was guilty, the judge sentenced him to 5 years in prison.
Mm, so they're in charge of the court, making sure everything goes right and people follow the rules. Kind of like a referee in a sports match
or something legally expert
Absolutely.
Referee.
They have to know the law like the referees know the rules of the sport. And if anything goes wrong, they have to stop the action and make sure people follow the law. And, of course, if that happens, if the judge says you can't draw or sketch certain things, if that happens, sketch artists must take notes and draw the trial from memory later. So they can still do their art, they can still do their sketch, but they have to do it from memory later on. At that time in the court, they have to put their pens and pencils down and just let the trial go on. So in that last sentence, we had this phrasal verb, take notes, to take notes. To take notes is basically to record important information in real time, as it is happening. If someone is speaking to a group of people, and those people want to remember what that person is saying, well, yes, you could take out your phone and you could just record the sound of them speaking, or you could have a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, and you can just write down the important information. Not exactly what they say in every sentence, but the main ideas, the main information, the most important facts that you want to remember later, because, of course, not all of us have a great memory.
So your memory, or someone's memory, is the ability to remember events, people, places, and other details that occurred in the past. The phrase, do something from memory, means in this case the artist has to use their memory to remember all the things that happened to draw them after the day in court is over.
Mm.
If you have a good memory, you can remember things well. If your memory is bad, you forget things often. Now here, the word is uncountable, but we can also use memory as a countable noun, in which case we mean the actual events and other details, the things that you remember. Like someone having good memories of their vacation. As an uncountable noun to mean ability, we could say, Todd has a good memory, so he tends to do well on tests. Okay, that brings us to the end of the first day of the article. We now know a bit more about what courtroom sketch artists do, so it's time now to go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so in our discussion today about courtroom sketch artists, we talked about how they're useful because in many cases, cameras, both film cameras and picture cameras, can't be in a court. So why is that? Our question is, how do you think cameras can influence a trial or change the results of a trial?
Well, I suppose if there was a camera there and maybe someone who was guilty or trying to be proved guilty of a crime knew it, then they could kind of act a bit towards the cameras so that the case, instead of just being judged by the judge and jury, got it judged by, like, everybody watching.
That's right.
And that isn't fair, because then the whole country might be thinking, no way, he's definitely innocent. How can the jury think he's guilty? There's some kind of problem with this trial. So if too many people end up watching what's going on, then you'll end up in a situation where maybe the jury can't make a fair decision because of what they might be hearing when they leave. Even though juries, they try and keep them away from people in big cases, they can't avoid that sort of attention.
So absolutely.
It might affect the way they think about the case.
Someone who did something really terrible could act all innocent and sweet, and then people would be a little confused about, why is this person in trouble? They look so nice, but like you said, they could be acting or performing for the camera. Trials are all about facts. They're not about feelings and what you think. It's all about what is true.
Yeah, there are other reasons as well about people being affected by the cameras and not being able to tell the truth.
Or if someone was accused of doing something terrible, but they didn't, people might not remember that, but they'll remember their face and go, that guy's a bad guy. But maybe
or
it was
witnesses.
True, that too, yeah.
Witnesses who are going, you know, if the criminal's friends think, oh, that guy, he's a witness, he saw what happened, we'll get rid of him too. Yeah. The witnesses need to be protected. So there's lots of reasons about how cameras can influence a trial. Okay, we're going to be back tomorrow to talk about how someone could become a courtroom sketch artist. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Take care.
Becoming a courtroom sketch artist. Courtroom sketch artists do the important job of drawing sketches during a trial. In some countries, local laws do not allow cameras in courts because they may influence the trial. In these cases, drawings are the only legal way to provide a picture of the events of the trial. These sketches are printed in newspapers or shown on television. Artists use papers, pencils, and other traditional materials, or sometimes create sketches on an iPad. Sketch artists must act as reporters to capture important moments of the trial while still staying objective. Artists need to include details to tell the story of the events of the trial. Those who are lucky get a good view, but many artists must sit far away from the action. They also must work very quickly, since news media will want the sketches as soon as possible. Judges may also decide not to allow sketching for some reason. If that happens, sketch artists must take notes and draw the trial from memory later.
Vocabulary Review.
Trial. During the trial, the man's lawyer tried to show how he couldn't have stolen the money. Court. I had to go to court after I hit another car while driving. Material. Some of the materials we need to build this birdhouse are wood and glue. Capture. George captured the moment when the married couple first kissed with a lovely photo. Judge. The judge sent Clyde to prison for 18 months. Memory. My grandmother is 93 years old, so her memory is not very good now.